We are really blessed by the marvelous presentation by these young people, and of course our narrator Grant, our organist Ann, all of your voices, which I think rocked the heavens this morning, and the efforts of those that helped put this together, especially Alyssa Evans, Holly Lott, Amy Carson, Katie Adams, and Dr. Ann Vickers. Your efforts have given us a reminder, truly a reminder of what Christmas is all about, and we do thank you. All of the readings from today's Holy Gospel of Luke and Matthew paint the vision of Jesus' holy birth, coming to take on life as a baby boy for one specific purpose, for the reason being rescuing us from our sins, bringing us the promise of eternal life. The reading that we didn't hear today, that is usually read on the third Sunday of Advent, and if you notice, the rose-colored candle was lit this morning, reminds us of the many promises that God made to his people about the Messiah, that he would send a rescuer, a savior. John the Baptist, during that reading, was in prison because he told the truth, and he gave that truth to the king about his behavior. While in prison, he asked some of his followers to see what Jesus was doing. They reported back to him that Jesus was the one sent by God and that he was doing all the things that Isaiah had prophesied in Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. Listen to these words. Isaiah wrote this 600 years before Jesus was born. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom from the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. And Jesus was doing exactly what he was sent here to do. The baby in the manger has grown into the man who, as Isaiah said in chapter 35, verses 5 to 6, then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and the streams in the desert. Now Jesus, after he had pointed to this, then addressed the crowd, telling them that God used the prophets to speak to his people up until Malachi and through Malachi. But then there was silence for about 600 years, absolute silence, until John the Baptist was sent to tell everybody that everything the prophets said was now coming true, right in front of them, before their very eyes. And God used Malachi to say this, "See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty." Malachi then went on to say in chapter 4, verse 5, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes." Now, I got to tell you, it's only going to be dreadful for those who don't believe. John the Baptist would see and proclaim Jesus as the one who would save God's people when he said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Jesus, the Lamb of God, is the fulfillment of over 300 prophecies as well as the law that was given to Moses. Now, in closing this morning, it's my hope that this Christmas we will all thank God that the plan that he has for all believers is fulfilled by the vision that we saw today, portrayed by these wonderful young people. Did you see their faces? Those were real smiles, or they were scared. But I think it was joy. Pure joy. All the shepherds were glad to be here. The angels looked heavenly. And Mary and Joseph, well, my goodness, they were awesome too. We heard the word of God, and that touches our hearts. And if the word of God is heard, and the hymns and carols we sang touch us, then we know that Jesus, the Messiah, came to save us. And we are so blessed and grateful for him. I want you to remember these words from the prophet Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.